Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, I mean, it's hot weather-wise, yeah. Metaphorically, the heat is rising.
What are you talking about, mate?
I'm talking about house prices.
Oh, Christ, house
mortgage. I'm talking about mortgage rates.
Yeah,
the time of recording, the interest rates have just gone up by another half for a cent.
Is it, guys?
Which is
it's tough for people. You know, it's tough for people.
Yeah,
we know it's tough for you because you can't put your hand in your fucking pocket
to pay for any of this.
So don't worry about us. We'll manage somehow.
But look, in these difficult times, the lean times, let's call them that. We are still here for you to brighten up your day. That will never change.
No. We'll always be here.
That will always be here for you. That will never change.
No.
Now, whether or not you think it's worth dipping your hand in your pocket to give us £2 to do that, I mean, that is entirely up to you. But we will be here regardless of your selfishness and meanness.
We will.
And meanness.
Meanness.
Yeah. We will be here.
I receive this. I mean, people are aware of it. I got this from Santander this morning regarding
aware of it, sir.
You know, they give you this bleeding heart story like they give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
In these difficult financial times, we're well aware that costs are going up for fuel and council tax and all the rest
right
of it.
Right across the board.
Right across the board, it says, MB. Right across the board, it says.
No shit, Sherlock.
And they scribble that out.
Yeah, because
probably wouldn't do that.
Inappropriate.
And then it goes, however, we would ask you to please put your hand in your pocket for Angelos and Barry, right? They've got to live as well.
Yeah, they've got things to pay.
They've got things to do. All the best. Ant and Dec, because they do.
They run that. Do
you think they need to do anything more, Ant and Dec, than they are doing those commercials?
Santander.
But,
So the interest rates have gone up 0.5%.
Yes.
And weirdly, my knob went up 0.5% as well last week.
Well, every cloud then.
Yeah.
Every cloud.
It went up. And it was like that, and then it just sort of went up like about that far.
Only that 0.5%, but nevertheless.
Like that, about that much it was, went up. But it did go up, you know.
What brought that on, inflation?
I think it's interest rate rise. Mm. Well, inflation, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, because there's high inflation at the moment.
Yeah.
And when there's high inflation and that goes down, my knob goes down.
Yeah.
So it's at the moment, my knob is doing that because he doesn't know if it's coming or going. You know, with the interest rates going up and the inflation rates are going down, my knob just doesn't know what to do.
No, I don't know what day of the week it is.
Mm.
I had a similar thing when we went on EasyJet. You remember we went out to Alicante last year?
Yes, I do.
Still flying. fluctuating, all the interest rates.
All that, right, yeah.
And, you know, of course, people like, you know, Ryanair, EasyJet, well, they'll all take advantage. They won't. They'll all take advantage. Anyway, I went up to the EasyJet.
Profiteering. It's simple.
It's simple. Profiteering.
There's no...
Anyway, I said, I'm checking in and all that. So you can use the automatic. I said, I don't want to do that. Okay.
No, I want to speak to a human being.
I put all Margaret's, she takes all that fat with her in a suitcase. I put all that on.
Weighs a lot of money.
Weighs a lot of kilos. So the woman behind the thing, she goes, oh, that's extra. I said, I paid for it. She says, no, you haven't. You've only paid for like 27 kilograms. I said,
How much did she take?
She takes a lot of fat.
Okay. Is it congealed?
It's congealed, and she rubs it on herself to fry up in the sun. I said, you're silly, man.
Well, you can get it out there.
You can probably get fat out there.
Yeah, got the hose out.
Anyway, she, as we're there, the woman goes to me. I said, so how much extra is that? She goes, £43. I said, excuse me.
Sorry, no.
And she said, it's gone up. And with that, although I had to pay more, my winkle went up. She said it's gone up by 3%. Quite a considerable.
That's quite a big rise.
And I chuckled and said, what's the problem? Have you not got the money? I said, no, it's not that, my dear. It's just that when you said it's gone up by 3%, my little dinkle went up by 3%. And she went, can I have security?
Oh dear.
He went, can I have security, please?
How did you get out of that one?
I said, I'm being frank.
Excuse me.
There was a time.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just being honest.
Simple as that.
I went in a shop the other day and
which one?
The Turkish.
Oh, I know. Mehmet's.
Yeah, Mehmet's. I've gone in there and I got straight over to the milk section.
Yeah.
Picked that up.
Yeah.
Put it on the counter.
Yeah.
Slammed it down on the counter and he says, £1.05, please.
Fucking hell.
I'm like, I said, excuse me, what did you say? £1.05, please, he says. I says, that has gone up, hasn't it? He says, yeah, it's gone up. It's gone up by about 5%. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh dear.
You pay for it or what?
And I've got a big smiley face like this. But not like a smile of...
Not a dirty smile.
No, not a dirty smile, but it's a smile of like, I'm not sure what's happening.
Richter's grin.
Richter's grin, like that.
Yeah.
And he goes, what's this wrong with him? Like, I can't do the accent.
No, we won't do that.
Yeah, what is wrong, he says. I says, well, when you said the milk has gone up by 5%, my knob went up by about... By about 5%.
You're guessing 5%.
I'd say it felt like 5%. I says it could have been more, in fact, but it probably 5%.
Yeah.
And he goes, let's have a look at it.
Oh, he said this is not necessary. He popped in some milk.
Yeah, I says, take my word for it. Yeah. It's gone up. Well, I says, go on, you show me how the milk's gone up 5%.
That's right.
And he goes, I can't show you last week's price and this. I says, well, I'm not going to get my knob out to show you it's gone up by 5%. Am I? Be reasonable, you twat.
The customer is always right.
Yeah.
You know.
And we left it at that. It was a bit of a tense standoff.
Terrible.
But I'm not going to have him dictate to me whether or not I should get it out in the shop or not.
Absolutely. You know,
in front of the till, in front of all them people.
Correct.
And it's the right, I think I made the right decision.
When we went to Greece on holiday, must be about 5 years ago.
Right.
Their economy was tanking.
Oh, I can remember. Inflation. Well, that was 2010. That was a long time ago. You remember.
Inflation was through.
It's like hyperinflation.
It was hyperinflation.
Like Zimbabwe and in the 80s.
That's it. And I was just round the pool. Remember we went to Corfu?
I remember.
And I was just round the pool that Sunday. I said, I'll have one of them Zoom lollies, please. And they go, okay, £23. I said, so he said, oh, my friend, it's through the roof. And with that, bang, up it goes. I mean, you know, it was even on the Money programme, you know.
Was it?
Martin Lewis.
Oh, God.
I mean, some of his predictions. Look, you've got, you have the fact sheet from the
Martin Lewis fact sheet.
And this, beware about this if you're going on holiday in swimming trunks, because he will tell you.
Yeah, because a lot of this stuff, right, if you're going abroad at the moment, you've got to be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Like Spain, for example.
Is that?
Right, it's, Well, if you're, let's say you're in an all-inclusive and you're sat in, you're sat in one of them bars that's in the swimming pool.
Yeah,
right. That is a dangerous position to be, because you're sat there, you're at the bar, right, and he's gone. I'll have a pina colada.
That's it.
Right, and he's gone. That is €10, and you've gone. Oh. Last year I was here, that was €8, and he's gone, it's gone up by 20%, and that is a lot to
contend.
Bearing in mind you're in swimming trunks,
you don't know what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do.
You've got to be very, very careful, because I sat there and up it went by 20%, and it had gone up so much that it started just to poke above the top of the trunk.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see?
Excuse me, sir. This is not allowed.
No, I said, I'm now paying £10 for a pina colada. That's not allowed.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying, mate? So, yeah, you've got to be bloody careful. There's more there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, this is Martin Lewis. He says, if you're going to go for little stuff about ISAs, personal investment plans, all that superannuation fees are going
maturity.
Up. Maturity. That will mature over a four-year period, over 3.4% APR.
Yeah, I thought so.
And then just at the bottom, there's a little asterisk, and it goes, please, buyer beware when abroad.
Wear the right sort of swimming trunks.
Wear the right sort of swimming trunks around the pool. And you think, well, that's not really economical.
Not money sense.
And it says you may end up playing through the nose and your knob appearing through your trunks.
if it goes up too much.
If it goes up. Look.
We can't do nothing about it. All we can do is tell you what's going on.
It's a bit of
coal face.
Financial expertise. We won't charge you for that.
It's free advice.
That's just life experience working with money and knobs. So,
all the best.
That said, all the best
this week and for next. And we will see you next week when we have more of this sort of stuff.
Financial. We've got the Financial Times sponsored by. We're thinking of asking the Financial Times to sponsor us.
We're thinking about it. We don't know what we're doing.
I hope this has been useful
to you. It should have been.
Good luck.
Yeah, all the best.
All the best.
And we'll see you next week. Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.